S&P futures are sitting at 74.52 this morning, up about 20 points from the overnight open, which suggests markets are in a cautious equilibrium despite the geopolitical turbulence. But the structural stories underneath that calm number are worth unpacking. Alphabet joining the Dow Jones is symbolically significant. The Dow has historically been a lagging indicator of economic structure, overweighted in industrial-era companies. Adding Alphabet reflects a belated acknowledgement that information technology is now the central pillar of the American economy, not the periphery.
Honeywell Aerospace moving to the S&P 500 is the other index story, and it tells a different tale. Honeywell's aerospace division is one of the largest avionics and aircraft systems manufacturers in the world, and its addition to the S&P 500 at a moment when defense and aerospace spending is surging globally is not coincidental. Index inclusion creates automatic buying from passive funds. Hundreds of billions of dollars in index tracking money will flow into Honeywell shares simply because it's now in the index. That mechanical buying effect is often underappreciated by individual investors who focus on fundamentals.
The Eli Lilly stories today illustrate how deeply pharmaceutical policy is now entangled with presidential politics. Lilly said Trump's drug pricing policy, specifically the most favored nation pricing rule requiring drug companies to give the U.S. the lowest price they charge any country, will delay obesity drug launches in Europe. The logic is that if companies must offer the U.S. their lowest global price, they'll either raise European prices or delay European launches to control the pricing anchor. European health systems are watching this carefully because it could effectively export American pricing pressure to their own drug markets.
The compassionate use story is striking from a human angle. A 79-year-old man received Lilly's experimental obesity drug retatrutide through the FDA's expanded access program in April, the first known use outside clinical trials. Retatrutide is the next generation obesity drug beyond the GLP-1 agonists like tirzepatide. Early trial data suggested it could produce weight loss exceeding 20% of body weight, which would be clinically significant for severe obesity cases. The compassionate use decision suggests Lilly and the FDA both see the benefit-risk calculation as favorable even before full approval.
The White House denying that Trump is the mystery patient on Lilly's obesity drug is a story that almost plays as satire. The very fact that a denial was necessary tells you something about where public speculation had gone. Whether or not Trump is taking a GLP-1 drug is medically minor, but politically, for a president who has historically defined himself through physical dominance and who has mocked political opponents over their weight, the optics carry symbolic weight that explains the denial.
Morgan Stanley capping withdrawals from its North Haven private income fund is a signal that deserves serious attention from anyone with exposure to private credit markets. Investors tried to pull 11.6% of shares in the second quarter, up from 10.9% in the first quarter. Withdrawal caps are a tool fund managers use when redemption pressure threatens to force asset sales at unfavorable prices. The trend line, accelerating withdrawal requests over two consecutive quarters, suggests the private credit market is entering a liquidity stress period. Private credit has been one of the highest performing asset classes since 2022, and the reversal, if it continues, has implications well beyond a single Morgan Stanley fund.
Steve Cohen withdrawing his $35 billion pay package proposal to focus on an eBay bid is the kind of headline that requires unpacking. Cohen, the hedge fund billionaire, had proposed a compensation structure for himself at 0.72 that was extraordinary even by Wall Street standards. Withdrawing it to pursue an eBay acquisition suggests he sees more value creation potential in buying the e-commerce platform than in the fee structures his fund was offering him. eBay has been a turnaround story for years. The question is whether a Cohen-led ownership would represent genuine operational transformation or financial engineering.